Good afternoon.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow.
How's this? Good afternoon and welcome back from your lunch. I hope you all had a wonderful lunch. Any complaint? I'm not taking any. That's okay. Okay. So welcome back to the session number 3 of the CUNY Forum on Buddhism, Peace and Mind. Unless if you have a binoculars, my name is Susan Wong. I know you couldn't read from the back there. And I am one of the co-vice chair of ARI, and we're happy to have you here. And thank you for coming back. I'm going to be your facilitator for this afternoon. Before I introduce our speaker, I'm going to ask if you have your little booklet. In the back, we had mentioned about our annual fundraising dinner. So when you have the opportunity, please take a look, and we would love to see all of you there. And before I do the introduction, please forgive me with the mispronunciation that I'm about to make. Our speaker for session number 3 is Venerable Bhikkhu Wubba-sama. Did I say it right?
Yes, ma'am.
I am so very sorry. From Wubba-samana, let me see. Anuvira? Okay, let me continue. Let me not do that. Okay. Venerable Wubba-sama will address the topic of dependent origination, leading towards right understanding and wisdom of sensation of suffering. He will be delivering his talk today in Mandarin. That's Mandarin Chinese. And so we're welcome back, Mr. Let me see now, it's not Jimmy Yu, it's Dharma. He's going to do the translation. He's going to assist us with the translation for those that are not able to understand Mandarin. So let us all please give him a warm welcome and thank you.
First of all, I'd like to thank the host and the organizers to welcome me to give a speech here to introduce the origin teaching of the Buddha.
Okay. 人类社会可贵的行为就是分享。
One of the very precious moments for the humans is to share what we experience.
借由分享彼此的经验 来解决我们共同的问题。
By sharing, sometimes we can solve some of the problems.
解决我们生存的问题。
To solve the life problems, to solve the problems of suffering or worries.
在这世界上有许多的宗教, 佛教是其中之一。
In this world, there are many religions. Buddhism is one of the religions.
当然许多的宗教也有其可贵的精神以及教义。
Certainly, other religions have their many precious or important teachings, and Buddhism is one of them.
佛陀思想也是人类文化当中的一环。我们借由分享佛陀的思想与其经验，作为我们解决人类问题的一个智慧。
In some way, we should regard the Buddha's thought as a cultural, as a kind of sorry, its culture. By sharing the Buddhist thought, we want to solve the problems of human also.
在座诸位可以不信仰佛教，也可以不见得成为佛教徒，但是释迦牟尼佛的思想，他的经验可以分享给诸位，作为你们解决自己问题、解决自己苦恼的一个经验。
For those who are present here, you might not be a Buddhist, you might not be believe in Buddhism, but by understanding the Buddhist teachings, that may help you to solve the problems of yourself, and also to solve a problem for the world as well.
在21世纪的今天，我们人类共同面临许多令我们难以面对的困难，包括环境的问题，包括宗教冲突的问题，这些都是让我们很难处理的。
In this first century, we have confronted so many problems. The problems, some of the confrontations are including the environmental and including the conflict between the religions.
当然最重要的还是在现代的社会底下如何解决我们内心的痛苦。
On top of it, the most important to solve the problem is how we can alleviate the suffering within ourselves.
我们的痛苦到底围绕的什么样的重心呢？
What is really the main cause of the suffering?
我们的痛苦真的是为了这个世界吗？
The center of suffering is really because of those events?
或者我们的痛苦是因为面对这个世界而引发我们内在的焦虑？
Or because the suffering caused due to what we see that have triggered our mind?
如果我们的痛苦是因为面对这样的环境而引发我们内在自我的焦虑，那我们在焦虑些什么呢？
If what we have confronted had triggered from the outside world into this inner self, then what are 下面那句抱歉，
我们的焦虑是在焦虑些什么呢？
Then the anxietyThat we have, what are those anxiety?
或许焦虑的是我们自己生存的问题。
Perhaps the anxiety caused, perhaps the anxiety arises highly related to the existence of ourselves.
为我们是否生存的更好而焦虑。
Whether we can be live a better.
所以环境的变迁，周围社会的变动，会引发我们的痛苦。
So the changes of the environment, the changes of the any event that may cause the anxiety to ourselves.
我们个人的焦虑跟大众的焦虑交织在一起，就成为社会集体的焦虑。
The anxiety for oneself and the anxiety within the society, they are intertwining together.
我们受不了内心的焦虑，我们就会用我们的见解跟方法来处理我们的焦虑。
If one cannot bear the anxiety within ourselves, we will seek for a way to 我们的方法
来解决我们的焦虑。
We seek for a solution to alleviate the anxiety.
其他的人也是如此。
It is the same to the other.
那如果彼此处理焦虑的方法不同，那就是形成相互的对立。
If we have a different way of solving the anxiety, the conflict could arise.
那这个对立就引发彼此更大的焦虑。
That conflict itself then will lead to a bigger problem of the conflict.
如此周而复始，形成无解的循环。
This is such a vicious circle, again and again, will never end in the problem.
而这冲突的动力都是来自于每个人都想要解决自己的焦虑。
All this conflict, all this motivational conflict, seemingly are caused by trying to solve the conflict within oneself.
如果我们想要解决世间的冲突跟对立，能不解决人们内在焦虑的问题吗？
If we won't really have to solve the problem of conflict,We may ask, and we have to solve the problems of the conflict of oneself.
如果不处理人们内在焦虑的问题，那么这社会的冲突，它是不会停止的。
Well, we may ask also that if we do not solve the anxiety within ourselves, that conflict seemingly are not able to be.Solved totally.
因此，个人内在的痛苦跟世间的灾难是相互牵动的。
So it seems that oneself anxiety is highly related to the problem of the world.
佛陀的思想在于如何解除痛苦。
The Buddhist thought pay much attention on how one can alleviate suffering.
他的经验也是解决痛苦的经验。
Even his experience also is directly related to theExperience about elevating the suffering.
佛陀很清楚地看清一件事情，就是所有的苦难都是从这个焦虑开始。
The Buddha clearly know that or seen that the problem originate.From this point,
如果我们不处理内在的焦虑问题，而只是忙着用自己的方法来解决焦虑，那人与人之间的对立就成为无解的课题。
If one do not try to solve the anxiety within himself or herself, on the contrary.If he or she try to solve the problem with their own opinions towards the others, then this way of solving the problem seemingly become endlessly helpless.
刚刚我们说到，人最大的焦虑就是自己生存的问题。
Just now, we just mentioned that the main problem of anxiety is the existence of the human.
如果我们为自己存在的问题烦恼，那我们如何认识自己的存在呢？
If we have the issue on the human existence, then why we are here?
我们如何认识自己的存在呢？
How we understand why we are here?
这是一个认知上的问题。
This should be regarded as the way you understand.
我们是从一般的经验里面来认识自己，或者用更深刻的认识来看待自己呢？
We generally understand the way we exist as the way we experience, or furthermore, that we by understanding what we think we are exist here in order to implement ourselves to the understanding of this existence.
如果我们用一般的经验来认识自己，那我们会说这是我，我在这里。
If you use a general way of understand, a general experience to understand the way we are here, then we will say, this is how I understand this. This is how I experience this.
同样的，那是你，你在那里。
It is the same, that's you are there.
你跟我不一样。
So you and I are different.
你跟我是不同的。
You and I are not the same.
我的生存不是你的生存，你的生存不是我的生存。
My existence is not your existence, basically. And the same way that your existence is not my existence.
如果用一般的经验来认识自己，那么人们为生存所做的努力就形成彼此对立的根本。
If we use this common experience to understand the world, then the conflict could arise.
佛陀不是这样看待的。
The Buddha do not regard this way.
他不是用一般的经验来认识自我。
He doesn't use this common experience to understand the world.
他是这样看的，所有的一切，他之所以这样，是经由许多的因素彼此交错、相互影响所呈现的一个结果。
The Buddha thinks that all these experiences we have are interrelated.Intertwined that resulted to what we experienced.
这就如同一杯冷水跟热水，把它倒在一起，形成温水，是一样的。
This is just like we pour this hot water and cold water together in order to form a warm water.
如果我们认为这杯温水是我，那这杯温水就是我了。
If you think that this warm water is I, then the warm waters become I.
那如果我们看到这杯温水事实上是冷水跟热水彼此交错、相互影响所呈现的结果，那么这杔温水就不是温水，而是冷水跟热水交错影响所呈现的结果。
If we understand this way that the warm water is the mix of the cold water and hot water, then the way we perceive that warm water can be different. The way we understand the warm water would be the combination of the cold water and warm water, because in fact they are intertwined, they are influence each other. That's how it comes, the warm water.
那么温水如何呈现呢？是冷水受到热水的影响，而热水受到冷水的影响，相互影响所呈现的一个状态而已。
How warm water becomes such a state? It is because of cold water. Is cold water is influenced by the warm water, cold water is influenced by the hot water, the same thing as the hot water is influenced by the cold water. So in other words, that the warm water become at this state are due to the they will influence each other.
佛陀是用这样看待事事物，每一个事物在这里，它都在受周围的影响，而这些影响的因素在这里彼此交错，相互影响，所以呈现的是一个交错相互影响的一个状态。
So the Buddha regard the world or the event in this way, that just like the simile that he was given, it are interrelated, are intertwined, they will influence each other, and never endingly, interrelated each other.
这就像天气一样，天气是许多的温度、湿度以及地形相互交错影响的一个状态，在这个天气的变迁当中，所有的因素各自都在改变，那所以没有一个独立的天气，而是许多的因素彼此相互牵动所形成一个状态。
Just like the weather, when we talk about weather, the weather the weather is influenced by the temperature, the humidity, the landscape, and so forth. So the way we understand the weather itself is not a single entity, but the weather is the word or the understanding of the weather is the whole combination of different conditions. That's how a weather is about.
Okay. 这就如同一朵花，如果一般的经验来看，花在这里，这是花。
It is just like when you see a flower, then you say the flower is here. This is flower.
可是如果用更深入的角度来看呢，花是现在的光线、温度、湿度交错影响所形成的一个状态，它许多的因素交错在一起，它为什么不断的在变呢？因为许多的因素交错在一起，因素与因素之间是相互影响，每一个因素都在变，所以形成的一个不断的交错影响，一个变的状态。
But if we understand more deeply, then we understand the flower here. What we see the flower here are conditioned by many things, say by the light, by the angle, by the humidity and color and so forth. So all these are the conditions. What we have at the end, what we see the flower is.The result are just the result of the conditions. It is the conditions that we see the flower, and they are intertwining, they influence each other, and that's how the flowers are presented to us.
所以呢，佛家看任何事事物的存在，他看到的是条件交错一个变迁的过程，所以他不能说在这里。
That's why in Buddhism.When we see a thing, the way we understand is the thing itself is conditioned by many other factors. We do not regard that this is the entity of the thing we see. Basically means the thing itself has no entity.
所以什么是我呢？在一般的经验当中说我在这里。
So that's why when you say, what is I? So the I itself is just only the conditions that I am here.
可是呢，世上所谓的我，并不是在这里，而是许多的因素交错所呈现一个变的状态，并不是只有在这里。
In fact, that's what when we think that that's I who are here, who are sitting here, it is basically is the conditions that why that's the conditions I that's 你可以再解释一次吗？
啊，也就是说。我们的经验当中认为我在这里，可是实际来看是许多的因素交错所呈现的一个状态。那么所以呢，许多的因素是不是只有在这里的，它是交错影响的，所以现在的只是一种变的状态，而不是一个单独的自我在这里。
Okay, that is to say to the so-called I here.The so-called I here are conditioned by many factors. So it is not something that we think that there is an entity I are here. So the person that so-called I are sitting here, in fact, is the conditions which is changing all the time, that you experience it and you perceive it or you understand it as the I'm here.
所以从这里来看，任何一个生命跟所有的生命是息息相关，没有办法分割的。
From this standpoint, we understand that the life of me or the life of the others, they are all conditions, they are all interrelated.
作为环境，其他生命的问题也必然就是个人的问题。
哎，抱歉，这可能是
外在环境的问题，跟其他生命的问题也必然交错成为我们现在生命的一个状况。
So this external environment and the internal self-experienced, it can be regarded as the one of the problem or one of the
okay
没关系
okay 其他环境的问题也必然会成为我们的问题。
Okay, the external or the other environmental problems can become our problem.
那么从现在的环境保护来看，我们为什么要保护我们的环境？原因就是在于环境的状况也一定是我们生命的状况。
So, this is the reason why we have to raise the issue of environmental also, because we also understand directly that the environment are highly directly related to what we are here.
佛陀关心环境吗？佛陀是关心的。
Do you think the Buddha concerned about environment? Of course, the Buddha does.
佛陀告诉世间的人，如果你们关心自己的生命，关心自己的生存，就必须用智慧的方式来做。
Because the Buddha told his disciples that if you concerned about your life, concerned the life of the others, then you have to use the wisdom to understand the environment.
不能用一般经验的认知来看待自己。
You shouldn't use the common or the normal experienced to regard yourself.
因为这样是不会成功的。
Because this will be, the effort will be in vain, will be in futile.
因为为了自己的生存，对其他生命做出伤害的行为，
Because for the selfish reasons, selfish reasons, you may harm the others.
最后也就在做的当下就成为我们自己的问题了。
Even in action itself, that it becomes a problem of ourselves.
所以佛陀的经验在告诉诸位，你关心自己吗？就一定要用关心其他生命的方式来关心你自己。
That's why to Buddhism, or to the experience of the Buddha, that if you want to concern about yourself, then you also have to concern about the environment.
这不是出于宗教情操，也不是出于爱心，而是出于一种智慧的抉择。
This is not due to because you believe in any religion, or not because you believe in yourself.
出于智慧的抉择。
But this is the decision of the wisdom.
因为如果不这么做，你对自己的关心，对自己生存的关怀是会失败的。
But because if you do not see this way, the way you treat yourself, the way you treat the world will be not successful. Will not be successful.
同样的，人们都害怕失去，渴望拥有。
At the same time, humans tend to be afraid of loss, but desire to possess.
我们都想要将现在、将现有的一切紧紧地抓住。
We all wanted to possess or to grasp what we have now.
问题是当我们抓住它的时候，它也改变了，我们也改变了。
The problem is, the moment when you grasp what you have, the thing itself you grasp is changed, and you yourself also change.
我的意思就是说，当你看到一朵美丽的花，你想接触它，你想摸它。
What I want to say is that when you see a beautiful flower, you want to touch it, you want to feel it.
因为它很漂亮，你想要接触它。
Because it is beautiful, so that you want to feel it.
当你手碰到它的时候，它就被你的接触改变了。
The moment you feel it.You have been changed, or you've been changed, you are changed, I would say, by the touching of the flower.
同样的，当我们接触到花的那一刻，我们也接着这个接触的经验，我们也有所改变了。
At the same time, the moment you touch the flower, by touching of the flower, you experience.Also change.
这正如一个人跳到一缸冷水里头去，那冷水也改变温度了，那我们的身体的温度也改变了。
Just like when a person jumps into cold water, and the temperature of the water changed to be warmer, at the same time, our body temperature also changed.
我的意思要表达的是什么呢？我要表达的就是说，我们任何的拥有都只是一种想法，因为当我们对环境的接触的那一刻，那所有的经验就不是我们原来认识的那一个了。
What I want to say is, whatever we experienced, we are not experienced the very moment that what you wanted to experience. What we experience or what happens changed already, And the changing itself is the thing that only the changing process you experienced are the one that you think you experienced.
也就是说，我们只能经验，可是却没有办法掌握。
In other words, that we can only experience,
但是没办法掌握。
But we can never hold it.
我们实际有的就只有经验这件事情，而没有办法拥有。
We verily what we have is only experienced.But we never possess it.
我再说一遍，这就如同我们站在风里面，我们可以经验风，可是却没有办法抓住风。
Allow me to say again, just like when we stand in the middle of the wind, we only can experience the wind, but we can never possess the wind.
我们可以经验被家人，我们可以经验家人的关爱。可是却没办法抓住那一刻。
We can experience the care of the family, but we can never get hold of that the moment of the care by the family.
我们可以经验成功的喜悦，可是却没有办法抓住喜悦的那一刻。
We can experience the joy from success, but we can never possess the moment that when you have this.Joy.
这个经验是有的，可是拥有是不存在的。
The experience is valid, but the process seemingly invalid.
人们为了拥有付出了很多的努力，甚至相互斗争，都在所不惜。
Humans desire to possess things by using different means to get a possession or even further to harm the other.
人们为了只能经验而不能拥有的人生的过程，彼此仇恨，相互争斗。
So the humans, just because the humans wanted to possess the experience, that experience itself can give rise to the hatred of each other, or create the conflict between each other.
实际上是不能拥有的。
In fact, this is, but in fact, let me rephrase a bit this way. I think what he wants to say is, if he just trying to believe that you can possess something, but in fact you do not possess anything because you only experience something.So if a human trying just to didn't understand the problem of you can only experience, you do not possess, so the conflict could arise.
我们实际得到的是什么呢？
What at last we get?
实际什么都得不到。
In fact, what at last we don't get anything.
我们实际有的就是经验互相斗争的痛苦。
What we get is what we experience is only the conflict from the conflict and the suffering.
实际有的只有互相斗争的痛苦。
The what we possess or what we get is only the conflict.And suffering.
当然这个痛苦也只是一种经验，它不会拥有在我们的手上，没办法抓住在手上。
Certainly this suffering is also just an experience.
它如同快乐一样， 也只是一个经验。
It's just like the happiness feelings. It is just an experience.
因此，我们可以开创一个好的经验，而不要去做出一个让彼此痛苦的经验。
Therefore, we can develop a good experience and to refuse the bad experience.
虽然人生最后我们不能拥有什么，可是一个美好的经验是最实际的，在这人生里是最实际的一个过程。
Although ultimately we cannot possess anything, but we do possess the good experience.
人们如何看待自己，以及看待存在的问题，决定了我们如何做。
How we regard ourselves or to regard the others, that decided by how we act.
如果我们认识不正确，就会有不正确的作为。
If we have a wrong way of understanding, then we will act wrongly.
虽然我们都是为了自己更好，
although we all want the better of ourselves,
如果一个正确的认识引导所引导的正确的做法，则让我们彼此都好。
If you have the right understanding, then you will act rightly.So that will benefit for either yourself and the others.
内心更平安，彼此有更好的人生经验。
You will have more peaceful mind, and you will have the better experience either yourself or the others.
虽然在人生的历程里，我们没有办法拥有什么，但是我们可以有美好的人生历程以及平静的心灵。
Although in this whole lifespan you may not be able to possess anything, but you do experience only the good things and a peaceful mind.
可是如果不正确的认知所导致的不正确的做法，
But if you have the wrong understanding, that will lead you to have the wrongact.
那么我们也是为了让自己更好，可是却让自己更痛苦，让这个世间更痛苦。
Although we want the better of ourselves, because of having a wrong understanding, so we will make ourselves in the worst state, at the same time also give the other or the other a problem also.
同样的，我们也什么都得不到，有的只是痛苦的人生历程，痛苦的人生，然后这个世间也很痛苦。
Moreover, so we do not get anything, but we only experience suffering. Not only that you experience suffering, you also cause the other to suffer, or even cause the world to suffer.
让人生更好，让自己更好，是我们共同的心愿。
To have a better self, to have a better world, is our common belief.
不管什么样的种族，什么样的信仰，什么样的年纪，什么样的性别，这个心愿是共同的。
Regardless your ethnic, your sexes, your belief, we all have the same concern.
佛陀所分享的就是如何满足、如何更好的这个经验。
What the Buddha delivered the message to us is to how we experienced the better life.
而这个经验的核心就是在于正确认识的智慧。
And the main theme of the experience is how you rightly understand the wisdom.
透过这个正确认识的智慧来开展出一个正确的做法，来让我们更好。
Through this, the wisdom of rightly understand, one can develop a better world.
佛陀不讲靠他得救，而是靠正确的智慧得救。
The Buddha do not talk about the salvation from the other. The Buddha talk about how one can save yourself.
正确的认识存在的问题。
How one can save yourself is by rightly understand the existentialism.
所以佛教说因缘，所有一切的存在都是因缘所现起的。
That's right. The Buddha said, the Buddha talk about dependent origination or causality.
那凡是因缘现起的，就在条件相互影响的当中牵流不息。
So all this, what does it mean by the causality is, so all things are conditioned by each other.
那既然是牵流不息，就没办法拥有，只能经验。
Since they are conditioned by each other and never changing, and so never endingly changing, so we can never possess.
什么样的经验呢？不断变迁的经验。
We can only experience what kind of experience we are doing. We can experience the incessantly changing.
我们没有办法去掌握现在，只能经验。
We can never get to the right moment, but we can only experience.
所以不需要为不能掌握的经验，因为它失去而痛苦。
So one should not be suffered from, one should not be mourned over what you cannot get hold at. But, yeah.
因此，失去的痛苦不是基于现实的因素，而是基于我们渴望拥有所引起的。
Because the suffer that you have are not caused by the right moment that what you think that you can get hold of. It is only based on the experience that you think you experience.
这如同诸位回家，希望你的太太或先生给你一个热情的拥抱，可是回去以后你对先生或太太忙着打扫庭园，然后你会失望而痛苦一样。
Just like when you return home, so you hope that either your wife or your husband give you a hug and a kiss. But since they were busy to do their own the duties, and you feel disappointed.
你的痛苦不是因为你的先生或太太在打扫庭园。所以你痛苦，而是因为你希望他给你一个热情的拥抱，你得不到而痛苦。
The suffer you have not because that they were doing their work, is because that you wish them to give you what you wanted.
现实的世间我们互相影响，谁也不能主宰什么。
In this very factual world, we are all influencing each other, but at the same time, we also are independent from each other.
但是我们正确的作为会影响我们自己，也会影响这个世界。
But the right way, if you can act rightly, that you will influence yourself, at the same time you will influence the other.
如果我们关心自己，就从正确的认识与正确的作为开始。
If you want to concern yourself, then we should start from ourselves.
而这样呢，我们一样得不到什么，可是会开创内心的平安以及世界更好的经验。
Even though you don't possess anything by this way of doing,But at least you experience a better life and have it more peaceful in your mind.
许多人为了信仰而互相冲突。
There are many people, because of their own belief, create conflict.
如果不信他的信仰，那彼此就会有冲突。
They believe that they think if one do not believe what they believe, then the conflict can arise.
可是佛陀不这么说。
But then the Buddhism do not regard this way.
佛陀说，你不信我的经验，你会有痛苦，可是你不会有罪。
Therefore, the Buddha.Do not see this way. The Buddha said, if you do not believe what I experienced, so, 你是说你不会有痛苦。
罪。
So, if you do not might be experienced, you will not, but you will not have sinned. But, 但是你说。
罪恶。
不是我在罪恶，但是你说你如果不。
如果不信我，你不会有罪。
Yeah. If you do not believe me, you will not, You will not have sin.
可是由于不正确的做法，会招致自己的痛苦以及世间的痛苦。
Because you have the wrong act, you create the suffering to yourself and to the world.
透过正确的认识以及正确的做法，我们可以获得内心的平安。也可以获得世间的安乐，这是佛陀告诉我们的道路。
So, what the Buddha tell about the way of the happiness is true understanding yourself, so you can give the better of yourself and the better to the world.
谢谢诸位，那我在这里跟诸位分享我的方法。
Thanks for coming, that I have the opportunity to share the word of the Buddha for the benefit of I and you.
Any questions from the audience? Yes.
Our experience is like a swift river flowing, quickly passing.
Sorry, I just wanted to roughly translate. She was asking him to relate once maybe weeks ago he gave a talk. Sorry. So, 你可以再讲一次吗？
我们的经验像迅捷的流水快速的流逝。
Well, our experience, just like the flow of the water, that, rapidly pass away.
因为这个经验是由许多因素交错而成。
Since the experience are due to many factors that influence each other, intertwine in each other.
当这些经验交错的时候，因为互相影响，所以不断的变化。
Because all those are intertwined and influence each other, they are endlessly changing.
所以这个经验就是一个变迁的经验。
Therefore, these experiences are only the changing experience.
当我们将当前的经验视为现在，那我们就会看着我们想法中的现在过去了。
If we regard this what we experience right now, that which in fact is past, so that moment that you think you experience.As a matter of fact, it is not there.
于是我们又将现在当前的经验又当作现在。
So the thing that you think you will experience the moment, the right moment, adding up to your experience, then you will misconcept.
简单的说。我们透过对当下对现在的经验，简单的说，我们把现在的经验认为是就在这里，是为了肯定自己。
To make it simple, when you believe that what you experience now, which is in fact has justpast is because you wanted to prove yourself. That means you wanted to be proved that I experienced this.
可是却没有办法肯定现在不变，所以我们必须再次的肯定自己就在现在。
Since we cannot ascertain that what we experience are changing, so that's why you reaffirmed to yourself that what you experience, it is there.
所以我们不断地说现在现在现在，而又不断地看着现在过去过去过去，可是我们还是不断地要抓住现在。
So that's why we say that this present, 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 and present, at the same time, in fact, you know that it's past, it's past, it's past. But then you need to reaffirm yourself that it's a present, and present, and present.
而这就形成没有办法停止的焦虑。
That's how it causes the anxiety within yourself.
我在这里吗？我在现在吗？这正是烦恼的核心。
Am I here?
在现在吗？
Am I in the present? This is the main cause of the worries, of the anxiety.
能解决这个问题，我们内心就获得了平安。
If you can solve these problems, then you will get the peace in your mind.
祝福大家平安。
I wish you peace.